What's up, 1550 today? I probably present the Rundown Love and Hip Hop Miami, the official unofficial podcast of VH1's Love and Hip Hop series. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Michelle Antoinette. How you doing, sweetie?
Sleepy.
Okay.
I only had about 5 hours of sleep. I'm so proud of myself right now.
I don't know how you function on 5 hours, man.
I was, you know, when I woke up, I thought I was going to be way more tired, and I wasn't. And then I was going today, and I swear right now, I'm like, ooh,
it was when it hit you.
Ooh, sleep.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into it, though. Let the record show that Bobby Lights introduced Chameleon as Chameleon, not Chameleon, as Suki be calling her. So I don't know how you pronounce the little girl name, but okay. So rehearsals with Chameleon, working her ass off. And this one, Suki walks in some heels that were way too high. They skeptical / testicle about Alvin going from beef fried ribs to management. Alvin walks in and both of them are laid out. He get them on their feet. He says, listen, I booked y'all first tour in Homestead. This is going to be the first hip hop night. He said, I booked the hotel. He said hotel. He deposited the back end. They got the deposit. He'll get the back end when they get there. So Chameleon hopes that his walk can back up the talk. And Suki lets him know that Bobby will be their MC, which was shocked me because I said, didn't Bobby Lights just get signed to a deal last year?
Right.
He should not be anybody's hype man at this moment, but okay. Him and Alvin have butted heads in the past, but they cool ever since Trina Mama died. So as long as he a hype man, don't get in the way, Alvin has no problems with it. So Chameleon says, all right, this is a spot date. You're on a trial basis. And this one Tip walks in looking like a sexy pumpkin.
Looking like the sexy bitch she is. I love Tip.
This is when Alvin leaves and they tell Tip about Alvin being the mill roll manager. She laughs and says, listen, just give it some thought. Just give it some thought. Real quickly, they did talk about what happened at this club with Saucy Santana. And Tip says, what happened? I thought I had the invite. Suki and Chameleon says, he did say you could come. Tip says Santana needs to man up or woman up so they can probably talk about this. But she did call what he did childish. And I agree with her. Like, don't have me get dressed up to the nines and then send me back home and have my picture up there saying I can't come in.
Thanks.
So, prima donna, messy, messy, messy prima donna. She meets with Amara. Amara tells Pri about MJ getting her fur baby. And, you know, the last time they talked, you know, Amara was like, yo, he's under me, but I need it. She needed the night out. She's like, no relationship is perfect. We needed some time apart. But Pri, she can't let another woman go through some BS. So she's, that's when Annie shows up, MJ's ex. Amara says, this feels like some mess. And prima donna tries to clean it up, saying, y'all was going through some things, and Annie can give you a heads up. And Annie busts in and says, listen, I'm the reason he in Miami, so you should thank me. I'd have been like,
bitch,
that's when Amara should have got up.
Yeah, I'd have been like, and just like yeah. that, I'm out. I'm not entertaining this foolishness.
She says she supported him in his career. He did nothing. He refused to work for 3 years. They live together. She sees a lot of herself in Amara. And Amara says, this is the in the past, what, 10 years ago? And she goes, the MJ work? He a manipulator. He riding your coattails. He a gentleman. He'll cut your meat and open your water bottle. Yo, women, y'all got men cutting y'all meat? That's wild. He'll be a butler and assistant. He'll smother you. He won't get a job. And when you think times are tough, will he pay the mortgage? Amara sat there really, really quiet because I guess she thought it was true. I think she sat there quiet because it was true. Maybe that's why. And then we get the aftermath, man. And this aftermath. Now, do y'all, I'll go through the aftermath and then we'll talk about MJ trying to give us a heads up. Because he showed went to the, what you call it. And I'm mad because it's on Instagram. So I can't even fast forward past the preview that they give or whatever. But I'll break it down what he said. So Amara goes back home and this looks like the start of a Tyler Perry movie. So, and then she gets to thinking about the past 8 weeks. MJ firing Julian, mommy, mama Amara saying like, oh, MJ, you know, now that Julian gone, that benefits MJ. And then MJ wanted to be her manager. So she calls him downstairs. I will read this, guys. I feel betrayed. By me? I loved you and accepted you as you were.
Yo, she was putting on her best skills. Yeah. Like, who wrote this script?
Yeah, this is why you know it's a script. He said, what's wrong? Whether you have money or not, I still wanted to rock you, to prove to her, to myself that I could be a good woman to you. Have I not been a good man to you? Shut up, please. And I was like, oh, that's her trying to remember her lines. Like, you are stepping on my lines. I need to get this out. So she goes on to say, I'm angry with myself because I should have known better. Should have known better than what? You know me better than anybody. I don't know shit. And she was right.
Man, I low-key wish you would have sent me these words. We really could have acted this out. You could have felt the dramatic music for the background.
Yo, what motherfucker, we could rock. I can send you these letters.
You like, what's that? Like, what makes you think I can't?
Oh, hold on. Give me a sec. We will reenact. All my lines are in parentheses. I know my lines. You just got to read the what's the name.
On my acting cap.
Yeah. We'll give you some rundown theater.
Yes, for the rundown theater.
Oh, man. All right. So, I will be emailing this to you. And then hit Control V, fun. And there you go. All right. I got to look over these lines. Yeah, yeah. Tell me during that time. All right, yeah. I mean, there might be one part in there. I could fix it too. No, I can't because I gave you the email. Did you have it yet? So usually it says she calls for him downstairs. I didn't give you that part. Before you say, I feel betrayed, you could just start with, I feel betrayed. If you have it.
Me. I have to be serious.
Yeah, you do. Because she got in her bag.
She was mad. Okay, let me get in my mood. Let me get there.
So so when it says, I still wanted to rock with you to prove, you got to say to prove to myself. I wrote to prove to herself. I was a good one. I can be a good woman to you. So you just have to know that it's not written correctly. Plus, you know what her lines were, some of her lines. So you can use some artistic creativity. You need to. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. So your first line is, I feel betrayed.
I got that. All right. I feel betrayed.
By me?
I loved you and I accepted you as you were.
What's wrong?
Whether you had money or not, I still wanted to rock with you to prove to myself that I can be a good woman to you.
Have I not been a good man to you?
Shut up, please. I'm angry with myself because I should have known better.
Should have known better than what? You know me better than anybody.
I don't know shit. And she was right. You're the perfect gentleman.
Who was right?
Annie, your ex, tell me. Nah, I'm like, I had to make sure I wasn't fucking them words. I'm sorry. Tell me during the time we were together, what we were doing.
No, she asked about. I forgot because I was writing fast. So it's like, tell me during the time y'all were together, what were you doing? He was like, music. Now your next line is,
how did you maintain the household?
I had a deal at the time, so I had money. And that's when it's over because they get to yelling. So she started talking. That was great.
She goes mad.
Yeah, she starts talking about Annie mentioning how he never going to work. Mama Amara come out her room like, I'm trying to watch my telenovelas, but this is better. He brings up...
Dead end scene.
Yeah, brings up the past year. He said there was good times and bad times. Amara says, bills still need to be paid. Like, what is she talking about? He's like, I don't help with nothing. What happened? She asked, what happened with the bad times? And that's when he got his bag. Man, people see us happy, man. They don't want to see us happy. And Amara said she was embarrassed. She didn't want to hear what MJ has to say. And then, boy, this was the best part. If I knew he was going to act, I would have run all these lies because he hit it with, I'm human. She said, I'm human too. And these humans got to arguing. She's like, I'm younger. I've accomplished more. That was a dagger right there, boy. She says it takes, oh, this was real too. What she said, it takes one day for all hell to break loose. So you know what that means, right? He's like, yeah, tight work. And so he go upstairs and he throw a fit and she's like, you better not be breaking nothing in my house.
Man.
And he go up there.
And you know what? I was actually very surprised that Mama Amara went up there to like talk to him.
Yes. 'Cause
I'm like, I feel like she never really liked him.
Yeah, I felt that way too. He was like, I don't understand. I've been doing any, you know, I didn't do anything. I've been by myself since I was 15. I feel like I'm being punished. This isn't fair. I'm in a different place right now. We saw Amara's agent, assistant come in to talk to her. And Amara's like, I need space. And then Amara kept the acting up. She's like, she starts talking to herself like, I'm going to be good. I'm going to get through this. And I was like, oh, shit. So she goes upstairs. Mama Amara tells Amara to calm down. He asks to talk to Amara. She's like, I can't. So he goes to a hotel and figure things out. He's like, I'm going to get my love back. I'm not letting you go. You mine forever. He could have kept that one. That sounds creepy. As Amara cries.
It did sound a little yeah. Lifetime movie-ish.
Yeah. He says, I love you. I'm going to fight for you. I'm not letting you go, as he walked out the door. So he knew this was going to hit the fan. So he got on IG and he said, he starts explaining the relationship. He said him and Annie dated 10 years ago. He said that Annie's older than him. And he said he did help with the bills and stuff like that. He helped her with her kids. She had like 3 kids and stuff. And he said the part that sticks out is, he said, me and Amara would see Annie and everything was cool. They would say hi.
I didn't even hear that part.
Yeah, he was like, we would see each other while we're out. You know, I'll be with Amara and we'll see Annie, be like, hey, whatever. He said, so I don't know why she would do this. He did say the relationship ended because Annie cheated. But he was like, that was 10 years ago. Why the fuck are we talking about this now? Didn't make any sense. So I went to go look him up, right? I forget what. So he's like a singer. He does reggaeton and stuff like that. And he actually lived in Mexico for 2 years. So he does know Spanish. So I was like, oh, I didn't know this dude. And he went on tour with Romeo Santos, the King of Bachata. So he does know Spanish. And I was like, oh, y'all kind of clicked. Like, yeah. Is that too many, you know, Afro-Latino women going to meet black men who know Spanish or whatever? But he did say he was an artist and you know, trying to get things work. I feel like he should have just went all in on Amara, though. Like, I'm not saying he should have been her manager. And I still think they're together. I think when we get to the reunion, they'll probably still be together. But he should have been like an assistant. Like, hey, I'll book this for you. I'll look into this. I'm making sure I'm sending your demo out here. I'm calling this artist so you can work with them, blah, blah. He could have went on. Make yourself useful. It's weird that, you know, that he didn't have a steady job. But, okay. Great scene. Great scene. Joy meets with Trina. So Trina right now is trying to figure out everything with the album. She don't know if she want to rebuild or re-record new stuff. She's overwhelmed and maybe a long trip will help. Well, her mother's birthday is coming up, the one who passed. So Joy says we should go back to our roots, which is the Bahamas, to celebrate her birthday. Trina's hesitant. She wants to deal with her ish in her own way in her own time. But Joy feels like they should continue celebrating her mother's life. So Trina agrees, but doesn't want it to be overly emotional. And Joy's like, well, we have to. Like, you really don't, but I get it. So she's like, I want Bobby there because he'll make her laugh and he's annoying. And she says she wants Trick. And Joy's like, all right, fine, but I ain't wearing no sexy clothes. Like, all right, Joy, relax. In that video that I played last episode in the News and Rumors, Trick was at an airport. So maybe he is actually going on this trip that he claimed he wasn't doing next week. He was quitting. So not really too much to break down that scene. You got any thoughts at the juice bar with alcohol they were at? Has that ever happened to you? That's a question. So at the beginning of the scene, Trina is drinking and Joy was like, what time is it? Doesn't it have alcohol in it? And Trina was like, it does? So she asked the server. And the server's like, yeah, it does have alcohol. Have you ever ordered a drink and then realized it had alcohol in it?
No, because I'm purposely ordering drinks that got alcohol in it. What are you talking about?
Oh, man. Yeah, I was like, huh. Maybe because she thought it was a juice bar and didn't have alcohol. But Joy was hip to the game. Road trip. Hood Brat Chameleon. Bobby are impressed with Alvin's van. Sookie isn't. She said, this is not a van. This is a U-Haul. They get into it. They get a bunch of, are we there yet? They arrive at the hotel, but it's a motel. And this is, boy, boy, boy. A part of me was like, this is for show. But then a part of me was like, y'all should do this all the time. Like, just go to these backwoods places and just because it was out of place for the girls and it was out of place for the talent. But it worked. Spoiler alert for me. Sookie takes off as soon as she get out the van. And the chameleon does the same thing. They try to hitchhike. I'm like, y'all know good well. Y'all can't be out here with your thumbs out when there's Ubers and Lyfts.
Not you gonna hitchhike, though.
So Sookie says, I'm ghetto, but I'm not broken down bed bugs ghetto. So he had these women sharing a room. Boy, straight out of the Julian Book of Management. So, but he had his whole room. We see bed bugs, roaches, scum in the shower. Only one that was cool was Hood Brat. Like, look, man, it's a job, whatever. Listen, I get that too. I understand this. You don't have to get the top of the top, Alvin, but you could have got a Motel 6 or a Red Roof Inn, something, bro. You got to pitch it that way too. Like, we're not staying here. I just needed you guys somewhere to change. Now I want y'all to change at the venue. That was a dirty place, but I get it. So Alvin goes and get ready for the show. I already talked about Hood Brat being a trooper. She said she'll deal with Alvin later. And Rai shows up and Sookie and Chameleon leave. So that's what we'll pick back up there with them. Broken heart brother. MJ goes to see Shay after the breakup. He tells her about Amar breaking up with him and how Andy from 10 years ago showed up. Shay said Ann sound bitter. He says Ann wasn't his priority. Amara was. He said, but yo, I'll give MJ this. He didn't like, he said, I get what happened. Amara was triggered. I get what, you know, Ann got to her. I get it. He wants to be established. He says sometimes he has good times. Sometimes the bag is low. He's like, I'm cool with her not wanting kids right now. I just want to see her win. Shay says Amara should have stood up for him. Shay is correct to a certain extent, right? I don't think that she should have let what's name dog him, but if MJ don't have a job, it'll be hard to keep that lie up. You know, she definitely should be like, he's my new manager. But she shouldn't have sat there and let him just, she could have been like, he don't do all that. He's different with me. Cause she don't
even know. Because nobody needs to know what's going on in your relationship with you and them.
Yeah. She tells him that your ex can't. You shouldn't let your ex destroy what you built, and you should fight for her. But Shay says that Amara should do the same, which is true. But then Shay tried to do the fighting next week. So I was like, Shay, why are you up here fighting? And then we'll get to it. So Showtime, guys, it's at the, what was this called? The Last Chance Saloon. And it said park at your own risk, which means they ain't got no lights or no cameras in that parking lot. So Alvin has no idea where Sookie and Chameleon at. He's positive. They walk in and it is dead. There's no stage. It's like four or five people in there. Alvin gets to blaming the promoter. There was a fly in Hood Brat's drink, but she ordered another one out of him. Like, I'm good. Give me some bottled water. Like, something where I can break the cap on it. Sookie and Chameleon walk in. Alvin tries to explain what's going on. Some white lady hugs the hell out of Chameleon. And then she starts shaking her ass.
She was lit.
Yo. These girls are like naturally funny though. I could watch them if they had like a YouTube or something. Because Camilla was like, "What you drinking? Why you gonna buy it? No, you buy me one." Like, God. So
I couldn't watch it. Well, I was watching it, of course, but you know how I feel about people embarrassing themselves on TV. I'd be like feeling so embarrassed for them.
I was there. So Sookie is not cool. Sookie's not cool with this country club. Alvin does have the money. So Bobby started introducing the ladies, and Hood Brat was first up. And Hood Brat, you got to be quick on your feet and know your audience. So there ain't number white people. She gonna say, "Who all want that nigga to fly him out?"
Yeah, I was like, "Sis,
yo, you got to talk. You got to get in your RV, run a bago fishing trip back." they was looking like. And the sound system was what, a Walkman? Like, what did they have? Oh, Sookie. So Hood Brat performed. Sookie said, "I ain't with it." Bobby calls out, introduces Chameleon. She gets on the bar. Chameleon put on a show. She got on the bar. She got on the pool table twerking. Them ladies was like, yo, and the people actually seemed like they had a good time. That's something we really can't convey. But
like at first I was like, oh God, y'all in here.
But they was like hooping and hollering. And then Bobby introduced Sookie with a good coochie. And got a Sookie chant going, Sookie. She actually got up and performed. And Hood Brat said, I would have understood if she didn't. But these white folks had a great time. They hug and Alvin and tell him he's fired, which he should be. That, like, we shouldn't have to do this. And especially in Florida and where y'all at, there's plenty of hip-hop clubs. Stop it. And twerk music. But interesting episode. I'm glad they made the best out of a bad situation.
It was rough to watch, though. It was rough to watch. I ain't even gonna hold you.
All right, next time on Love & Hip Hop Miami, I'm not gonna forget this time. Hood Brat Man, which I forgot his name, is apparently married. Come on, bro. I was bigging you up. Suki talks about being struggling as a brown skinned woman. Suki, ooh, this one hit wrong when Megan Thee Stallion is popping out here. So there's a brown skinned woman who is bodying it. Not so much because of her contracts right now, but she'll get back to it. Shay tries to get answers for Amara, and then MJ shows up with flowers. I was like, golly. And then Trick is pissed about a mugshot on TV. He threatens to quit the show in Bahamas. And that's where we end things. Hope you guys enjoyed it. That is the episode. You can tweet me at One and Only. You can tweet Shell.
At Sexy Shell, you can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Snappity Chat at IMS with the Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website 1515AV. Join the Facebook group. Like the Facebook page. Check out other podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe. Until next time, I say peace. She says,
bye. Probably see me out in Philly with a wife. She a thief. I've been checking everything off the wish list. Never telling what I'm on, you might end up on the heat list. 150 in a week, boy, I came up on the big list. Ain't been on radio in years, how the fuck the niggas still rich? Keep it low and get the money, mind your business and your life shift. I'm out here. You claiming that it's y'all, yeah, till I appeal. Stacking, I gotta feed the babies and feed the people. Everything that I drop is evil. They want the secret. Hold up, you know we out the country. I'm smoking shisha. Politicking with pretty women. It's intermission.